Ever have those friendships, where it feels like you're speaking totally different languages? Like you're trying to send a friendly signal, but it's getting lost in translation somewhere. That's kind of what we're diving into today.
Interesting.
With this diary entry we found from a guy named Sid,
Okay.
it's raw, honest, and really gets you thinking about,
Yeah.
how respect shows up or doesn't, in our closest relationships.
Absolutely. And it's amazing how relatable this is, you know? Like, it's just one guy's diary. But that feeling of being disrespected, even when it's unintentional, so many people struggle with that.
It's true.
And what struck me about Sid's story is that he doesn't just brush it off. He actually digs into these feelings and asks some really tough questions.
And he does not hold back with the language.
No, he does not.
I mean, he's throwing out words like disrespectful,
Yeah.
jarring, even gutter.
Wow,
You
yeah.
describe how these interactions make him feel.
That's intense.
Those are strong
Yeah,
words.
they
And
are.
it really gives you the sense of like
All right.
how unheard and unseen he feels in those
It's
moments.
almost like emotional whiplash because, like, these are his friends, people he cares about, but their words, their actions, they leave him feeling small. And that kind of emotional dissonance, it can be so
Oh,
isolating,
totally.
so confusing.
And then he throws in this whole other layer to it,
Okay.
the cultural piece.
Right.
So Sid's originally from India,
Right.
living in Boston now, and he talks about some of his Indian friends who have this very direct,
Yeah.
almost confrontational communication style.
Interesting.
He mentions offhand comments about his marriage,
Okay.
his appearance,
Oh, wow.
things that really got under his skin.
Makes you wonder, is it personality or is there something cultural going on? Like in some cultures, being direct is a good thing. It's honest, it's straightforward. But in other cultures, that could feel so disrespectful.
Oh,
Like you're
absolutely.
crossing a line.
Which is exactly that dilemma
Yes.
that am I being too sensitive or is this actually not okay?
Exactly.
And it's interesting because he admits to making similar mistakes himself
Oh,
with
really?
friends in the past.
Okay.
He talks about two friends, Simon and Matt, where he's like, looking back, maybe I crossed a line there too.
That's huge, though. That self-awareness to realize you're not always perfect, that you can accidentally disrespect people too. That's so important for building good relationships.
Absolutely.
It's about being willing to own your part, even when it's hard.
And this is where it gets even more interesting to me
Okay.
because he clearly craves those close friendships, that intimacy,
Yeah.
but he's not willing to sacrifice respect for it.
Right.
So how do you balance those two needs?
That's the million-dollar question.
I know.
It's something I think so many people struggle with,
For sure.
especially with cultural differences in the mix and just all the different ways we've learned to communicate. What feels like friendly teasing to one person could be deeply hurtful to someone else.
Absolutely. And this is where I feel like Sid's really onto something. He
Yeah.
starts talking about the language of friendship, almost like it's this
Right.
secret code we all need to learn.
Interesting.
And for him, a big part of that code is formality.
Oh, really?
He even wonders if just starting every conversation with a simple, how are you, could make a world of difference.
It's funny you should say that because we tend to think of formality as this cold, distant thing. But for Sid, it seems like it's about establishing that baseline of respect.
Interesting.
Like before you even get into anything else, you're saying, I see you, I value you.
It's like you're setting the stage for a
Exact.
more mindful conversation.
Yeah.
And it reminds me of something else he talks about, those professional relationships
Right.
where he feels like
Yeah.
that mutual respect comes more naturally.
Interesting.
And I wonder if it's because
Yeah.
there's often that built-in structure,
Right.
the meeting agenda, the job titles,
Yeah, it's like
it creates a certain
a
distance.
framework for how we're going to interact.
And it makes me think of that saying,
What's that?
familiarity breeds contempt.
Oh, yeah.
Like maybe a little bit of distance in the sense of like
Right.
mindful communication could actually help us stay close in the long run.
It's a paradox, isn't it? Because we think of respect as all about warmth, closeness, inside jokes. But for some people, it's about feeling heard, considered not being the butt of the joke, even if it's all in good fun.
And that's the tricky part.
What is
figuring out what works for mm-hmm. each friendship.
Oh, absolutely.
Because what feels respectful and caring to one person
right.
might feel totally suffocating to someone else.
It's all about finding that balance
yeah.
between closeness and consideration.
Yeah.
And that takes open communication.
And that's what I find so hopeful about this whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't just like complain about it, you know? Well, He's actually trying to figure out
yeah.
how to bridge this gap.
I like that.
He talks about setting boundaries,
mm-hmm.
being more aware of his language,
mm-hmm.
and then just like leading by example.
That's huge.
Yeah.
But he's taking responsibility like that.
Yeah.
He realizes he can't control other people.
Right.
But he can control how he shows up.
Exactly.
And I think that's such a powerful message.
Totally. And he even talks about this co-founder he knows.
Oh, yeah.
Who he really admires.
Okay.
And he sees this guy yeah. as like the gold standard of respectful communication.
Interesting.
And it's almost like he's thinking, if he can do it,
yeah.
maybe I can too.
Absolutely. We can learn so much from watching people.
Right.
Especially people we respect.
Totally.
Just paying attention to how they handle things.
Mm.
Like how they deal with disagreements.
Yeah. It's like building up your own little
toolkit
of respect.
Yes.
And then you can use those tools in your own life.
Exactly.
So it's about
yeah.
being intentional.
Yeah.
Paying attention
mm-hmm.
and being willing to experiment a little.
For sure. And sometimes that means having those tough conversations.
Oh, totally.
Because sometimes direct communication, when it's done with respect,
right.
that's the most respectful thing you can do.
Absolutely.
It takes courage.
It does.
To be like,
right.
hey, this is important to me.
Yeah.
Can we talk about this?
Yeah. So where does this leave us?
Good question.
As we're navigating our own friendships, our families, our colleagues.
All of it.
Maybe the takeaway here isn't about finding the right way
like
to do respect.
Yeah.
It's more about,
recognizing
that it's a process. We're all kind of figuring it out as we go.
It's a dance.
Right. It is a dance.
And the most respectful thing we can do
mm-hmm.
is to approach all our relationships
mm-hmm.
with curiosity.
Yes.
With empathy.
Love that.
And that willingness to keep learning.
Keep growing.
Along with the people we care about.
Beautifully said. I think that's a great place to wrap it up.
I